This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Michael Bolton.
Amazing.
Obviously getting older. How old is he, though?
85.
He's got to be old, right? No, because he's close to 70. Well,
he was young. He had that hairband.
65.
65 years old.
65. So he was doing a live interview on Australia's The Morning Show. He was appearing via satellite. I believe he was in Florida at the time.
Bolton.
And after a big introduction to set up the interview, they tried to go live to Michael. He didn't respond, though. It appears he was nodding on and off. I believe there is obviously some technical issues here, too, but he may have been asleep.
He looks tired.
Someone said, was he listening to his own music? Let's watch how this went.
As always, we're looking forward to talking to the great man, Michael Bolton, joins us now live from Florida. Good morning and welcome back to the show. Michael, you got us okay?
Oh, my.
He's just updating Instagram.
Hi, Michael. It's Kylie and Larry. We're with you live.
It's gone silent.
Michael, can you hear us after such a great intro? Please tell us you can hear. We didn't want to waste that intro. Michael Bolton, live in Florida. Can you hear us?
It's a great intro.
He's just waiting.
He looks like maybe he's on Instagram. Why don't you slip into his DMs?
We'll check the technical side of things with Michael.
You know what I feel like? What? I feel like I've spent my big intro.
So he couldn't hear them.
Yeah, he just couldn't hear them. And then he just shut his eyes. He's just like waiting. I understand. Just
what did
waiting.
He say there? He was like, strong silence or something.
And then he said, I think they've gone silent.
He said, it's gone silent.
It's gone silent. It's over.
Yeah. So it's kind of, they're misrepresenting it a little bit.
Yeah, because he tweeted out last night, I got my first record deal when I was 15. I haven't slept since. In all seriousness, there were technical issues. We had a great interview once they fixed the glitch. Hashtag fake news.
I tell you, he looked tired.
He did.
He's older.
65.
Yeah, 65.
Everyone looks tired at 65.
I look tired already.
And it was, okay, so what's the time difference with Australia? It's like 13 hours or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
So he was live there on their morning show. So it's probably way past his bedtime.
Oh,
it's 6:30 at night.
6:30 at night.
Well, yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah,
Or like 7:30 at night, which could be way past his bedtime.
Michael Bolton is tuckered out.
He's not really tucked in by that time.
You also don't know like what time they really are doing this.
Yeah, it could be later, like taped.
Taped at like 11 o'clock. You never know.
Yeah,
you don't know.
But he's claiming he was not.
Amazing someone wanted to interview him.
What's going on with him that they need to interview
him? I don't know.
He's funny now.
He's funny?
I feel like he's funny now. Like, he pokes fun at himself.
Yeah,
he doesn't have
have
a problem doing it.
Yeah.
I really hate his music.
It's among the most terrible there's ever been.
Well, I think it was better when he was a hairband guy.
He was a hairband guy?
Yeah, he was the lead singer of a hair metal.
Like White Lion or something?
Band. I wish I knew the name of it.
I don't know the name either.
Did we play it here before?
Oh, I'm sure we have because it's so good. There it is.
Everybody's Crazy.
Yep.
That's the name of his.
Judge him yet, guys.
Crazy? I can't believe what you're wearing, what you look like.
Oh, this is a new. No, this is. That's like a new video. Oh, it says 1985.
Yeah, though.
It was just published.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a mock video.
No.
Yeah, no.
Right?
So that was the real deal.
The song's called Everybody's Crazy.
Yeah. 1985, Michael Bolton in a hairband.
Come on, Michael. Prove it. Show these guys what you got.
I did not know anything about this.
If I did, I'd erase it from my memory.
I'll never forget. I'll never forget.
Chuck has the whole album.
He can do it, huh?
Yeah, he can.
He has an amazing vocal range, guys.
Yeah.
Sounds like Sammy Hagar.
Is that crazy? That's him.
Very unfortunate looking.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Jesus.
Well, it worked out for him the other way.
It did.
Yeah.
He went elevator music and it definitely paid off.
Imagine, though, you're his buddy and, like, you're used to leather pants, crazy hair.
Coke,
Michael Bolton, and then he's like, guys, I'm switching it up. And it's like, just snooze rock.
But he's loaded.
But then he makes it, and you're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, he gets tons of ladies from it.
Oh, my God.
What about the Michael Bolton Band?
Yeah,
Michael
Bolton. Who were they? Who were the Michael Bolton Band?
You didn't even think about us, did you?
I feel like it's just random people they picked out of, like, the L.A. scene.
Oh, yeah.
And they just were, dude, just hold a guitar. We're making a video. This is all about Michael Bolton. It's got nothing to do with you.
Yeah, because the band, it wasn't even called a band, right?
It was just Michael Bolton.
We're the Michael Bolton Band.
Michael Bolton and Hair Metal Backup.
Was it just Bolton or was it Michael Bolton?
It says Michael Bolton.
Yeah, the drum kit said Michael Bolton on it.
Did it say Michael? Yeah. I just saw the big Bolton.
That's terrible.
Bolton wouldn't be a bad name for the band, though.
Bolton is fine. It's Michael like Bon Jovi, you know what I mean?
It'd be like Hunter.
Like you don't David call it Hunter. You don't call your band John Bon Jovi. Right. You just call it Bon Jovi.
I'm the drummer in Michael Bolton.
Are you?
I'm the drummer in Michael Bolton.
I play bass in Michael Bolton. I'm the lead guitarist for the band Michael Bolton. I'm Michael Bolton, lead singer of Michael Bolton.
That's weird.
That's why it didn't work.
That is.
It probably didn't work.
You can't call yourself just your name.
I'm the manager of Michael Bolton, the band.
I'm Michael Bolton's father, Derek Bolton.
Why can't I not recall any of his, like, big hit songs? I can't think of any Michael Bolton songs.
When a man loves a woman.
Oh, yeah. When a man
which was a remake.
Yep. Weren't most of his songs remakes?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Just didn't he do the, said I loved you, but I lied? Was that him?
I don't believe so. Mm.
I mean,
all I know is his hair metal stuff.
Oh, I guess you're right. Look, great. Coming right up.
I'm bassist for Michael Bolton.
Oh, I didn't recognize he did it was still Dave, have like, that sweet hair.
Oh, God.
Jesus, I love the hair metal stuff with this.
I know a lot about Michael Bolton. He was a big name in the James Campbell household.
Was he?
Yeah. Who your mom?
My mom was
him?
A big fan.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, better than your mom than your dad. 112 million views.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's no joke, guys.
That's insane.
It's Michael Bolton, you're talking about.
That's Michael.
He was the lead singer of Michael Bolton, the '80s band.
He dated so many women, like Pam Anderson,
really?
Ashley Judd, Terry Hatcher.
Didn't he date that hot blonde chick, too? What was her name?
Nicolette Sheridan.
Yeah.
They all got Boltoned.
Nancy O'Dell.
They all got Boltoned.
Well, they did.
You bet.
A long list. Brooke Shields.
Oh, Time, Live, and Tenderless is a big song for him, too.
Jesus.
Marla Maples.
God, he dated everyone.
That's right.
Dude got around. He could sing the panties off any lady.
You sure could. Listen. You can hear him.
Careful, Lisa. Careful, Lisa.
Lisa, keep your panties up.
You just look at him in that flowing shirt.
Oh, God. He's wearing dad jeans in every video.
Yeah, Everyone did. Everyone cool did.
Oh, there's the Michael Bolton Band.
Would be amazing if it was the same guy.
It would be amazing if it was the same guys in his band.
But they're black now, so.
It might be the same drummer.
It could be.
Ready, guys.
Oh, the drummer looks.
Okay.
Pretty.
It's an
awful. Oh, you told it right at the best part of the song.
Sorry. Oh, okay, James, I'll give you just
give
the chorus.
Give James it and we'll put him in a good mood.
To the test.
Does this remind you of your childhood?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
It was always on in the house. It was on in the car.
Hmm.
The time, love, and tenderness.
Steve, you were intimate with Michael Bolton?
Intimate? What?
This is true. About 20 years ago, I was working for my dad down in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And he's like, you want to go to a beach party. He was single at the time, and I'm like, yeah, he's like one of these women that I teach with. Her friend is having a big party. Long story short, I go there. I'm 20 years old in college, and two younger girls, the only younger girls, were there. One was a total bitch. The other one was both were his daughters. So the younger one, my age, she was cool. I had no clue it was Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton's
name now.
Who?
Daughters.
daughter.
Ex-wife.
Oh,
his ex-wife.
So the daughters were there.
Oh, okay.
And so we're drinking, having a good time. The mother, Michael Bolin's ex, was like completely hammered. She's jumping off the deck into the ocean in her like white dress. The daughter starts drinking. She gets hammered. So make a long story short, we're all jumping in the ocean.
Yes.
And then I'm in the ocean making out with Michael Bolin's daughter. Now, at the time, he was a total stud. But now I can always think about him like, you know, what is that, Office Space, when like Michael Bolin sucks.
I know.
But all my buddies, to this day, they're all like, you're the one that hooked up with Michael Bolin's daughter.
Do you remember her name?
But I don't. No, again, it was like 20 years ago.
She meant a lot to you then.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, so
yeah,
just to clarify, he was not intimate with Michael Bolin. He was intimate with Michael Bolin's daughter.
Yes. That
had our attention, though.
Yeah, it did.
We were all on the edge of our seat.
Yeah, that was going to be a real weird twist when he talked about his daughter.
Yeah, I was like,
he went into the ocean. Is that when Michael Bolin...
started so crazy, dude. He's like, I was young. Michael Bolin said hi. He took me back to a party.
What happened then? You were jumping in the ocean with Michael Bolin. Did he remove your pants?
Oh, my God.
Did he take off his shirt and glisten?
No, his daughter.
Oh. Thankfully.
So which one?
It's either Taryn Holly or Issa. He's got three.
That's a crazy thing to be like. Tell that story and be like, bada boom, bada bing. Next thing I know, I'm jumping into the ocean with Michael Bolin and his entire extended family. We jump into the...
We all made out.
I was waiting for it to go that way.
Me too. Me too. I think it's going to take a weird twist any minute now.
We have a man here, Steve, who's been intimate with Michael Bolin.
Tell us, Steve.
I was about 20 years old and I saw him at a thing and he invited me to a party.
Drew, you sucked face with Michael Bolin, lead singer of the 80s band Michael Bolin.
No, man.
Oh.
No, his daughter's.
Issa Bolin.
Issa.
James, would that have changed the way that you feel?
Oh, yeah. I knew that guy made out with Michael Bolin and his daughter and
so
stuff.
Jealous.
Yeah, I
was you
so
had
jealous.
To go home and tell your mom.
I would have destroyed her. I don't think I would have been able
never
to tell
just
her.
Keep it
I would have just kept that under wraps for a little bit.
Yeah,
next
thing
I know I go home.
You just don't tell people.
My mom's breaking all of her Michael Bolin CDs.
Oh, my God.
I got about 20 of them. Smashing them.
I said I loved you, but I lied.
Big lie.
That was wild.
Oh.
Yeah.
You jumped in the ocean wearing a white dress?
With Michael Bolin?
With Michael Bolin?
Yep.
My God.
Anyways, it took a turn. But...
My crazy encounter with Michael Bolin. If you've had an encounter with Michael Bolin.
He got on the lines that way by starting off like that. If he'd have just said off the bat, like, well, his daughter. I mean, I guess we still would have took the call and listened.
Well, people said I immediately Googled, is Michael Bolin gay?
Yeah.
Michael Bolin? Michael Bolin is the opposite of gay.
We have a man here named Steve who's been intimate.
Michael Bolin.
That's how we started.
This is how we introduced the guys.
Yes, what they said.
I was like, okay, well, you have my attention.
So Michael Bolin, I'm about 20. Michael Bolin brings me to, he wants to get, there's a pizza party. And I guess it turns out it's his ex-wife. Pizza party at her house.
We all get for the intimate part with Michael Bolin.
Michael Bolin gets bombed. His ex-wife gets bombed. They start jumping in the ocean.
I immediately looked up his ex-wife, and she's no looker. So I was like, well,
so
that's a weird story. Maureen? Maureen?
It turns out it's his ex-wife, Maureen.
Bolin.
Maureen Bolin. 2-3 daughters with Maureen.
Maureen.
Michael Bolin, ex-wife, Maureen McGuire.
Is that her?
She looks just like
the image of Michael Bolin.
Did she die?
Yes.
No, they were married from 1975 to 1990, and then he got with all the hot ladies.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
His career took off.
I thought she died at 25.
Me too. No, she was young. She died young.
My God.
Yeah, the 90s was his prime.
So
she looks exactly like Michael Bolin.
She was with him through all.
You could do it. Yeah, and just get images.
The rough times.
the rough times.
So they got married in 75.
Yeah. And then he became Michael Bolton, and he had to go.
Yeah, he's like, gotta go.
He's had all the bitches.
Listen, yeah, I'm Michael Bolton now.
All the hot 90 bitches. He's nailed all of them.
Yes, he nailed everybody, dude.
As soon as he was divorced. There she is, right
this
there.
Oh, this? Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank God.
I mean, Maureen. That's probably her now, but she didn't.
Maureen.
Still.
Maureen.
No wonder he knew that guy.
Is that Michael Bolton shirtless next to her?
No.
Absolutely it is.
Well, shirtless next to some other woman, Nicolette Sheridan.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
I had a thing for her because she was super
The Desperate
naughty.
Housewives days?
Was that it?
I don't know. She was that? On? No. She was on there. What else was she in?
I wonder. Well, she would have had to be, it would have been 10 years before that, right?
What, the dating him?
You know like, what she was on? My mom watched Knott's Landing, which was like the step cousin of Dallas or something.
Yeah.
And she was on that, like she was super hot.
I never watched that.
Yeah, because she must have been famous before she was on that Desperate Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Because Michael Bolton was a loser by the time. You know what I mean? Like he's come around.
His prime was over with.
His prime
by the time
was way.
Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
I thought he dated her later, but I don't know.
Maureen.
Someone said the app paused right after Dave said, "You were intimate with Michael Bolton," and I frantically refreshed trying to figure out what was going on.
Now Steve has called us from Boston. He's been intimate with Michael Bolton.
That's what he said.
I was like,
I know. I was like, this is going to make national news.
God, yes.
A gay Michael Bolton confession.
Oh, man.
I was like, buckle
up. He's going to be calling.
A man who's been intimate with Michael Bolton, you say.
Everyone's texting in new lyrics. Said, I loved you, but I like guys.
Yep.
James almost spit whatever was in his mouth.
I loved you, but I like guys.
It sure took away from that falling asleep headline.
Yeah, it definitely did.
Oh.
Michael Bolton is gay.
That Australian news thought they were cute.
Yeah. Suck on that.
Mm. We go now live to Steve, who's a man
intimate with Michael Bolton in sexual ways in an ocean in a white dress.
A beach party. Two boys.
Pizza party turned into ocean soiree.
White clothes, ocean diving, man love. Tell us, Steve. Wow.
They're saying Nicolette was in that mannequin movie?
I don't think so.
What movie?
That was
the chick from Sex and the City.
I don't know. Mannequin?
Mannequin? It was the one with...
It's just called Mannequin.
It's just called Mannequin. Yeah, that wasn't her. That's a different blonde lady.
Oh.
Unless she had a small part in it that I'm not aware of. Yes, Knott's Landing. That was her big one.
The Sure Thing. Someone said that, too. Beverly Hills Ninja.
Oh, okay.
She was in The Legend of Tarzan as a voice.
She's in The Karate Dog.
Yeah,
she wasn't in Mannequin. That wasn't
See,
her.
But this is like, you got to go back to the 90s.
She was in Zootopia.
Yes.
I wonder if Jason's seen that.
Jason
one.
Knew
Zootopia.
That.
Wow, we go down some holes sometimes.
We really do, but that's fine. Yeah. It's fine. What else would we do?
Yeah, Mannequin has the guy from Weekend of Bernie's and the chick from Sex and the City that's
Kim
not...
Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, Kim
yes,
Cattrall.
Yes, Kim Cattrall. That's what you're thinking of there, my friend.
That's
Kim
Cattrall.
That's
weird.
That's a scary movie.
Taking me back. Scary? Oh, it's weird.
I always thought it was scary because I was like, do mannequins come to life?
Oh, I liked that movie when I was young.
Yeah, he fell in love with the mannequin, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't he have her on a bike?
Oh, and there was a Mannequin 2, Mannequin on the Move.
Yep.
There was a Mannequin 2?
And it's with the girl who played Buffy in the movie version, Christy Swanson.
I didn't realize that was her in
Mannequin.
Yeah, Mannequin was like a huge 80s movie.
Yeah, it was real bad.
You got to watch that now.
Wasn't like a really flamboyant African-American guy? Like with crazy sunglasses?
Yes, Meshach Taylor.
Yeah, that's what I remember from that movie. I thought that's how you actually like met women when I was young. I was watching them. Oh, so like mannequins come to life.
Yeah, mannequins come to life.
That's how you meet
your
girlfriend?
Yeah. Exactly.
It was real weird.
When you walked past mannequins, you just are, hey.
Sometimes I was kind of like, I wonder if this one's going to come to life for me. No, not old enough yet.
Wow.
It was a weird.
It was a weird time.
Weird couple of years in my youth.
Because I'm trying to think of, so like James is much younger than me. So like for me, it was like just like a, normal cool movie. 80s yeah. movie. But I could understand being young and being like, hey, jeez, that's everything.
I'm like, mannequins you guys, come to life. Like, how did Dad meet Mom as a mannequin?
I love
like,
all the new Michael Bolton songs that are coming in here. That's they're just the best. When a man loves a boy, man. How am I supposed to live without dudes? Oh, Michael Bolton songs.
Now on the line, Steve, who's been intimate with the lead singer of the hit 80s band, Michael Bolton.
We have a Michael Bolton.
Yeah, you did it so nonchalantly. It's like, you know, like, yeah, man, like it was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a man didn't question it at all.
No. Intimate with Michael Bolton.
Very matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it took a turn.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What is it about hot tubs that leads to bad decisions?
It's the sign of bad decision making. Mm-hmm. Getting one. I know you have one, Dave. But
Dave has a classy one.
That's what I mean.
So thanks for the defense here, because I don't invite friends into our hot tub.
I'll also say, I don't believe you have that type of hot tub that leads to trouble.
No. One, no, because you know, like one, the type it's attached of hot to our tub? Pool.
Yes.
It's closed in the winter.
You know the hot tub I'm talking about, the one that's like above ground.
Yes, yes. And it has the lights and the sound.
Yes, yeah.
That's the neon lights.
You know which
show.
One I'm talking about.
I haven't been in one, but I know
that's trouble.
Yeah, I call them sex tubs.
Yeah, sex tubs. I know people with them.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they get up to stuff.
I'm sure they do. But I would never have. Like, if you guys came over, we're not piling in the hot tub together.
No, that's not. Weird. That's a weird thing.
I mean, I'm getting in.
But. I'm kind of offended that I haven't been invited to the hot tub.
You can come over by yourself, James, okay. If you like.
Yeah.
Could you imagine looking out your window and seeing James just chilling in your hot tub?
I can't imagine.
Smoking a doobie with a beer and my man thong.
He's having a great
morning,
time.
Morning, Dave!
Hey, James. Good to see you.
James has never been more relaxed.
This backyard is lit AF.
Okay, yeah. I mentioned you can come over once, but you're here quite a bit.
I thought it was a permanent invitation.
Yeah, okay. You've been here 3 days in a row now.
Yeah. James lives here.
I'm just going to live in the pool house.
Yeah. So bad decisions happened in Stuart, Florida. There's a 64-year-old guy named Robert Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
Robert has a 38-year-old wife.
I wonder how he did that.
Not
it's that hot tub.
It must be the hot tub. It's definitely not his hair.
It's the tricks I bring to the table.
He's 64. She's 38. They invited their 50-year-old friend, Ted Vest, into their house. Ted Vest. So about 11 o'clock, Robert's old, right? He goes inside. He's tired.
Oh, yeah. So
he left Kristen and Ted alone in the
hot tub.
Come
on. You can't do that.
Kristen and Ted started getting it on.
Mm-hmm.
Robert eventually looked out of his window and saw what was happening.
What?
So he screamed,
banging her!
I will effing kill you.
I'm going to kill you.
Then he ran out with his gun
and
fired two shots.
Missed. Totally missed because he's old. Or did he get him?
Well, he says he didn't fire the shots at them. He fired them in a different direction to scare them.
Okay.
But he was still arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and battery. There's his mugshot. What kind of hair is going
what
on there?
What is he doing?
Is that like a ponytail or something?
It's a skullet.
Oh.
It's skullet. It's a real long skullet.
It's a skullet, full-length skullet.
He landed the 38-year-old?
He did. There's a pic of them in happier times.
Mm.
And then there is...
Where's Ted Vest?
That's Ted Vest right there.
Oh, Teddy Vest.
He'll wait him over to your
hot tub. No, Ted will take your lady.
Yeah, he will.
He's got that, like,
can I be honest? That's all Ted does is bang chicks in hot tubs.
That's his life.
No,
that's,
he's good at it.
Yeah, that's
his deal.
He's got
his sweet fake Oakleys and his gold chain.
Yep. That's all that guy does.
He's ready to take all your ladies.
Oh, man.
I believe we did put a link to this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go.
He'll steal everyone's chick.
Check him out.
Who's dating a 65-year-old.
Right. Maybe not. Maybe we didn't.
Young blood.
I'll tweet out the article so you can see it then, but I didn't put the link out there. Yeah, so you can see it in a bit. Fail, thanks.
Fail. Ted Vest.
Mm.
Quite a looker.
Yeah. Ted Vest is... But the 64-year-old guy,
he's looking rough these days.
Not so much.
Well,
just give me the Gallagher.
Oh, I found it. Thankfully. Thank God.
That's the hairdo.
It is like the Gallagher.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible. Which was a viable haircut
when Gallagher was popular.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't have. Man. They have just the new pictures.
Jeez. And did the people one really get the right, Gallagher? Though.
She's all right. People got the Gallagher.
They did. I don't remember.
It's an old reference that I made.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but I'm just people. Would they?
But it was
like,
a popular.
I want that.
Like, yeah, you're right, Lisa.
You know I want saying? The Gallagher. Yeah.
I thought that
yeah.
just happened too. Like, it wasn't a request. It just grew.
Well,
the party in the back never stopped.
Yeah, like I think.
Yeah, I guess the party in the back thing.
But business done, closed up shop in the front.
Yeah, I guess that was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Was Gallagher had like curlier?
No, he had just like long,
just
straight,
like, horrible,
kind of like bad. The Hulk Hogan, but
the Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to see the story we're talking about, you'll find it at twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. Go check it out there whenever you get a minute today. It'll be posted there.
I don't know how he got that girl to be totally
I don't either.
Honest. She's not bad compared to him.
Yeah.
Right. And he's hiding his skullet under that hat there, but.
Got it all tucked up.
Yeah. As well, never in a million years would I leave Amber alone in a hot tub with a male friend. Never. Even though I trust her to the nth degree, I'd still just never leave her alone in a hot tub with a dude.
Yeah.
You think she's a looker?
I don't think she's a looker.
She's 38.
I'm just saying this, like, compared to him.
She doesn't look like she looks older than 38, doesn't
no,
she?
No, but compared to him.
Well, sure.
He's 64. I still am shocked. I'm still shocked.
I think that's what you're saying. For him, she's a looker.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm not saying anyone should be rushing out to try and get
He looks better in that photo than he does in his.
Yeah, but we know what it's really like.
True.
I mean, look at that.
He's hiding it well.
Yeah. No, he looks way better in that photo than he did in his
Those are happier times.
Those definitely were.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Okay, I hope none of us have a mental breakdown.
No.
I absolutely
I think someone in this room will.
Uh-oh, who's going to go first?
Oh, wow, hey, Chuck, you admit it yourself. You admit it yourself. You may
I'm
have
right
a,
on the edge right now.
Chuck the Freak for sure.
Chuck the Freak's going to be
Why
the first
is there even
to go?
A question? I mean, it could be James too.
I don't know. Maybe James I already had my mental breakdown.
James is used to it.
I think me, James, and Chuck are all hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, that's not a lie.
Well, Chuck, when you do have your mental breakdown, and it happens here at work, I hope you don't do what this guy in Wales did.
I can't guarantee I'm not gonna.
He stripped naked.
Oh no!
And started humping his car.
Oh, Chuck, what are you doing?
You just got that Jeep lifted, Chuck. You just got that Jeep lifted. Come on, man! Don't hump the Jeep.
You gotta stop that, man. The cameras are rolling.
It feels good. I'm doing it.
Stop it,
Chuck. Pull your pants up.
He lost it.
Is that why you just made your Jeep like better and bigger?
That's right. I'm attracted to it.
You noticed,
so you noticed too.
Because I've noticed. Tires. Yeah.
You've noticed.
Yeah, put all the new fancy stuff on it.
That's right. Because I'm gonna bang it.
It's all a big plan.
And in the parking lot at work.
Yeah,
that would be interesting.
I'm going down on that Jeep.
Oh my god!
Get that tailpipe in your mouth.
Yep. So this happened to a dude, as I said, in Wales. 37-year-old Michael Jameson. He drives a BMW, and he was humping it after having a mental breakdown at work. He got completely naked. There's the picture
That's
of the dude as he was
he
making his court appearance. No.
Hello, everyone. Sorry about the events yesterday.
You were naked.
I know all about it.
And were you having sex with your car?
Believe we should just move on.
Well, it's
from what happened yesterday, but we've got a lot of business.
And once you finish on your car,
I know you did. I get it, but I think it's time we just discuss it. Look, these reports aren't going to fix themselves. I just want to get past yesterday. I was pushed a little bit to the limit. Things happened. I'm not proud of
it.
No, a buddy did. But these reports are expected to be done by today. So
it's a national, like a worldwide story.
I know. The news got hold of it, didn't they?
Footage from a cop's body cam also played in court yesterday.
Oh, no.
Footage from it.
No, you did.
Yeah.
I regret it. I do.
And that's what they said. Mr. Jameson is at a loss to explain his behavior. He was under enormous amounts of pressure at work, and he simply lost his mind. He's appalled.
and grossly embarrassed by his actions.
I've got nothing to say for myself. All right. I did it. Yeah. I hit my car. Yeah, I did. All right. I'm not proud of it. I did it.
You own up to it.
I know. Naked.
Co-worker said he appeared vacant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And was sweating profusely.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'm a big fat guy. Of course I was sweating.
Mm-hmm.
He admitted outraging public decency by removing his clothing and simulating sex. And then, as well, dangerous driving. He drove away quite fast.
That's right. I was in a hurry, yeah. The whole thing was a bit embarrassing.
So, what's happening to him? Banned from driving for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Ordered to rehab.
No.
80 hours of community work.
Oh, man.
No word on whether or not he gets to keep his job.
What type of job did he do?
He was a manager at a chain of pubs.
Oh. Pubs.
Enormous pressure.
There he is. Again, he's 37. He looks 57. Doesn't he look like a real old guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's 37 years old.
He's been in the pubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not easy being an alcoholic running things.
Pub life.
Pub life,
pub
man.
Life. Pub life ages you.
Yeah.
But again, let's hope we never see the day when Chuck rips off his track pants and humps his Jeep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be worse than that.
Oh, God. I don't even want to
Me
know.
And James will hold a sheet just so, to see the embarrassment.
Give the man some privacy.
You guys let him. He's having a thing. Just leave him alone.
Quit looking. He's going through some tough times.
He's almost done. You look away.
Don't tell anybody about this either.
We'll kill you.
Put
we'll
that camera away. Give me that phone. He's knocking on the internet.
James smashes phone.
Oh, yeah.
We need this job. We need this show to stay alive.
That's so true. You guys would fight.
Oh, get out of here, everybody.
Yeah. Tooth and nail. I'm out there. Nude and just.
You never had a bad day. You keep walking.
It's just a bit for the show.
It's just, comedy. Right. Learn about it.
Ha ha ha. Laugh it up, everybody.
I'm just look vacant.
Learn about it. He's under a lot of pressure you don't even know about.
Don't even put out a company-wide email about this either. I swear to get the potluck.
We'll have our ears to the ground. You say something, I swear to God.
Okay, you guys, he's still humping it, though.
Just let him do
it. He's still humping it.
That phone.
I'll be done in a second.
He's
like a dog.
Now.
Just like
he's
a dog.
Under enormous
pressure. He's humping my car. He's humping my car. Get him off.
Don't worry. We'll clean it up.
We got it. Just let him finish.
Just take 2 seconds.
Jesus.
Get on the other side of the sheet.
Get him out of your tailpipe.
Quit smoking in your car. Get out of here. Go on the porch.
Yeah. Wow, you're done working, aren't you? Why don't you go home? Go home.
Got a hump stuff. Got a hump stuff. I got a hump stuff.
James and Andy defend
Worry
Chuck's mental breakdown.
Worry less about this and more about doing your job. How about that?
We think people look at us weird now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They really look weird at us.
It'd be different.
But then I'd have to come to work the next day.
We need an emergency sheet.
Yeah, we do.
James has one.
James got one. Be in charge of that.
Yeah. I'll be able to find some. I'll MacGyver something.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have some stuff. We have a green screen room. I'll steal one of those.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the radio station banners or something. We'll throw it around them.
Okay. We have an in case of emergency robe.
Yes, we do. We do.
Actually,
we throw the Jew robe on.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck, put this on.
Plus, you guys got a bunch of blankets in there for when the heat doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it's not anything we ever have to deal with, but
I hope not, but I mean,
it can happen.
I'm ready. Anyway. I'm ready.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.